Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH. Know Your Risk Radio is hosted by Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often volatile markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
And we are back. Thank you so much for sticking with us, for being with us, for joining us for another of the most scintillating. I almost screwed it up. I'm too fired up right now. And I am fired up. But thank you for joining us for another of the most scintillating hour in finance radio. And again, for our new listeners down there in Portland, one of the reasons we say the most scintillating hour in finance radio is because it's not, those are not two words that are commonly put together. And truthfully, unless you have a 401k and you're over the age of 50, you probably don't. Well, you know what? That's not true now, because we are in the Robin Hood age of YOLO calls and GameStop short squeezes. So maybe everybody finds that scintillating. I certainly do. But anyway, I was telling our friends on KTTH, who are the Know Your Risk Radio OGs, for those of you out there that don't speak the lingo of today, that means original gangster. So no, I'm not calling them actual gangsters. Right? It's a term of endearment. But anyway, KTTH was the first station that we started on. And as I've told you before, the way the radio schedules work out is we have our first 3 minutes with KTTH, and then we come on in Portland, then we come on the other station in Seattle. But anyway, the reason I'm fired up, guys, is you guys know that we've been pounding the table really hard on this rotation into value, and talking about the vulnerabilities we saw in tech. And yes, I've been talking about them for a while. But the thing that was so interesting to me, and the thing that really made us start pounding the table, and really even pivot our portfolios in ways to take advantage of this, is unlike people just randomly saying, oh, it's too expensive and this is going to fall off, what you usually need to see in order for these trends, right, which is tech has outperformed value, we all know that for the longest period in history, but you need to see an environmental shift, right? It's really what you need. You need to see the environment change for these things to happen. And ironically, I think COVID is proving to be exactly that thing. It gave an unbelievable blowout year for tech and growth, which I think will be seen as the crescendo of that trend. And it's put a ton of money in consumers' hands here in the United States. And the businesses that got crushed were the same businesses that have just taken it on the chin for the last 10 years. And these things got beaten down to ridiculous levels. I'm going to throw an example at you today, too, of what I'm talking about. Now, today was an ugly day in markets. We all know that. And just so you guys remember, I am recording today on Thursday. So today, NASDAQ was down 3.52%. Dow was down just shy of 600 points at 1.75%. S&P dropped about 2.5%. That's an ugly tape, right? That's a tape where the vast majority of stocks out there are going down and they're taking it on the chin. There is a stock that we own. Now, this is not a recommendation. Okay, I don't know what's suitable for you. I'm not going to tell you what this thing's going to do. Here's the other thing. If you're thinking about going out and buying it, don't, because this isn't a recommendation. We could change our opinion on this stock in a week. Okay, but I want to give you an example. There's a company that we own called Sprout Farmer Market. Okay, it's the ticker symbol SFM. Now, the reason we bought it is because we really like the space it's in. It's an organic. It basically is like a Whole Foods at more affordable prices, a Whole Foods that is more marketed toward the middle class. And they're spread out regionally. They've got concentrations down in the Southwest. They actually just moved one up. They've got one or two now in Washington State. And they're really well-run stores. Like I said, it's like a Whole Foods. It's just more... It's less expensive. It's less obscene expensive, and it's much better value, in my opinion. Very well run. Just a great company that we really like. Again, not a recommendation. This company is growing at 15% a year. Now, part of that, you've got 5% same store sales growth, which is pretty good. But they're expanding throughout the country. So their overall growth is like 15% a year. And the market right now is trading right around a 40 price to earnings ratio with, I think, an average earnings growth rate or organic growth rate of about 3.5%, something like that. This thing is growing at multitudes faster than the average stock in the market. Market's right around a 40 price to earnings ratio. This thing, as of today, was trading at a 9.6 PE, which is pretty crazy, right? A company growing at 15% a year in a market that is growing substantially slower than that, and trading at a 40 PE, this thing is growing substantially faster, trading at a 9.6. It's got no debt. It's just been left for dead. And so we bought it because we think it's really cheap. We think it's a good company. I like shopping there. It's just a good outfit. And they're going to announce earnings today. Stock dropped 4.5% today during the deal. We're waiting for earnings announcements. We bought a little more on the weakness. Today in after hours, they announced their earnings. Really solid. Stock popped 14%. It's right up about 7.5% right now, but it's going back and forth. Market really likes it. So we got a stock today that's up 4% in a market that's down almost, 2.5%. I think that is the sort of trend you're going to see. The stuff that's getting hit really hard in this market. Now, we had a couple other positions get hit hard today, but I really think it was from idiosyncratic issues, just kind of one-offs, people selling it. Camping World's another one we owned. It was down 13-14% today after announcing an earnings beat and a revenue beat. It was up in pre-markets. It just got sold off. What did we do? We bought more. Again, none of those are recommendations, okay? Because I don't want you buying something because we own it, because you have no idea if we sell it or not, right? But this is why I'm telling you that I really believe this rotation into value is happening. And even if this isn't it, maybe this is like a false start and it takes another 6 to 8 months. We need to be investors. Okay. Too many of us have been bettors. We've been riding this wave of tech and Tesla and nonsense and crazy valuations. Meanwhile, these real companies that are trading at dirt cheap valuations with pristine balance sheets have been left for dead. This is like shooting fish in a barrel, guys. That doesn't mean everyone we pick is going to work. It's not. But this market is changing right beneath your feet. And that's going to be kind of the theme today. Of what's going on, because there's a lot of other interesting things. We're going to talk about bonds. If you're still a believer, which just blows my mind that people are, but if you're still a believer that bonds are something that you should have as a permanent fixture in your portfolio, we have yet another today. I'm looking at PIMCO Total Return, one of the best managed bond funds out there, period. These guys are pros. They know what they're doing. I've got the utmost respect for them. Stocks are down big today, right? What happens when stocks go down? Bonds go up? The U.S. Treasury was down sharply today. Stocks were way down. It went down. PIMCO Total Return, one of the best funds out there. It was down today. Stocks are way down. Same thing happened last March. How many times do you need to see your bonds losing money right alongside your stocks to realize that your financial advisor is out of date? He is out of touch. Not a bad guy. Not calling him names. Not saying they're trying to job you. They're not. But just because somebody's a good person doesn't mean they're competent. It also doesn't mean that we're going to be right about everything. Nobody is. But this is such an easy way to improve your financial positioning. This is such an easy way to give your portfolio way more upside, to lower your cost, to decrease your risk. These bonds are killing you. Look at what happened last March. Look what happened at the end of 2015, 2016. Look what happened today, Thursday. Your bonds are just going up and down with your stocks. The only difference is when the market goes up, the bond makes 1/8 as much money. But you get hammered on the sell-off just like anything else. It's broken, guys. The system that you've been told about 60-40 portfolios and target date portfolios 2040, that system is broken. Don't be that guy that realizes after you've lost 40%, like, oh, we did back in March and it bounced right back. Okay, if you think that is a trend that's going to continue, best of luck. And I mean that. I don't want to see anybody get blown up. I really don't. But I just, we've seen so many examples, and every single time we had new clients that came into the office today. Same thing, 60-40 stock portfolios. Performance has been abysmal. Guy looks at me and he goes, they tell me when the stock market goes down, the bonds are supposed to go up, and my bonds were getting destroyed just like my stocks back in March. And I went, ding, 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 ding. It's been happening for 13 years. If your financial advisor has not advised you doing something different, and by that I don't mean pulling it out of bonds and sticking it into stocks when stocks are at record highs. That is not a solution. But if they have not approached you with a solution to this problem, then you need to look elsewhere. You have the proof. What they've said happens hasn't happened for 13 years. You guys got to wake up. And too many of you have been lulled to sleep because every year after year, the market just keeps going up. You've had your warnings, guys. You got to act on it. Because unfortunately, what we saw today, I don't think that we're on the precipice of a market collapse. I just think I've been telling you, if tech rolls over here, the markets are going to have a really hard time advancing. As a matter of fact, I don't think they can. This is, in my opinion, where you need active management that can get out of everything everybody else owns and start finding those companies that we were just talking about, which is what we do. There's just, like I say every time, guys, there's just a better way. Lower fees, higher upside, way lower risk. And you've heard me pounding on the table, right? Jim Cramer all year long saying, don't touch oil stocks. I turn on CNBC the other day. He's like, oh, I really like this oil company. This is a good buy. And I'm sitting there going, Jim, for the last year, you've been telling everybody not to touch oil. The oil companies we own are up 100%+. Now it's a good time to buy them? Wow. Anyway, we got to take a quick break. We're up against time, but stick with us because this is going to be the theme of the show. And I just want to knock over one misconception after another. We're just going to go right down the list and we're going to continue to dive into this rotation into value. As always, if you're noticing the problem with your bond portfolio, if you're getting smoked on days like today and your advisor isn't doing anything to stop the bleeding, isn't taking any evasive maneuvers, you don't have a risk management strategy. If you don't have a risk management strategy, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com, bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com. If you don't want to call us, you can always email in. We can do email correspondence. But there's a better way, guys. Take the 3 minutes it takes to call us and educate yourselves. Educate yourselves on how we're lowering fees, improving performance, improving upside, and drastically lowering risk. It's going to be worth your time. Anyway, we'll be right back. Stick with us through the break. You're listening to the Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
Do better in bull markets. Do better in bear markets. Pay less fees in all markets. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management. You can subscribe to Zach's free newsletter, The Bulwark Insider Report, at knowyourriskradio.com.
Hey, it's Tory Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently, one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss, but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us. Wanted to get into, I was just digging a little, just listen to this kind of stuff, guys. In my point, again, this is not a stock recommendation, okay? But that Sprout Farmers Market that I was telling you about, we're just sorting through the earnings report. Revenue's up 17% year over year. Same store sales increased 3.7% year over year. Think of the disruptions they've had, okay? Same store sales, still up 3.7% and up 5+% over a rolling over a 2-year basis. That means that not only are they building new stores that are taking off and being just as successful as their existing stores, but it means their existing stores are growing at a very robust pace as well. Revenue's up 17%, earnings doubled from the same quarter last year. This thing is trading at less than a 10 PE. Okay, there are a lot of these things out there that have just been completely ignored. The rotation is underway, people. Wake up, smell the coffee. It is not time to be just sitting on your same old portfolio. Anyway, now I want to do a little tease because, again, we're recording on Thursday, so we don't do the interview tomorrow. But we got an analyst coming on tomorrow, a guy by the name of Edwin Dorsey. And he's done a lot of deep research on ARK. There are these ETFs pushed by Cathie Wood that have had unbelievable success. So tip of the cap to her and her team. They've had incredible runs. But they've been some of the biggest Tesla backers. And their whole portfolio are those kind of stocks. The exact kind of stocks that got thrashed today. As a matter of fact, I think their ETFs were down 7% today alone. Now, they've had an incredible run. In no way am I telling you that, am I dogging on them? I wish our performance was as good as theirs over the previous several years. And they hit this trend on the head. Problem is that they think that this trend is the way markets work. And I think that they've made, in my opinion, the classic mistake of mistaking brains for a bull market. And they're going to keep pressing on the gas. The issue is in the structure of their ETF. And unfortunately, for mechanical reasons, I think that their ETF structures, their own portfolios, could very well end up being their undoing. And Edwin has done a lot of research on this. We're going to have him on the show tomorrow to discuss his research and tell us where he sees the concern and where he sees the issues. And I don't hope they get rocked, but I think that this will end up being kind of a warning shot for these people that are all loaded up in these tech names. And the ground is shifting right underneath your feet. It just is. You can see it in the performance of the indexes. You can see it in the performance of individual stocks. You know, we had multiple stocks that were green today. I think our value portfolio was down 0.4 or almost flat today. Market was down 2.5. And that's the same portfolio that's up better than 20% so far in 2021. And that goes right into my thing, guys, about we don't have to take big risks to make good investments. As a matter of fact, the best investments are low risk. What you need is risk management. Now getting into the market update, been a little bit crazy, but this rotation, you know, again, we've been pounding on the desk telling you this rotation is coming, but I want to make a very clear delineation here. What we're talking about is not a certain sector of stock. Right, I see a lot of people jumping into the Boeings of the world and the Delta Airlines and the Southwest Airlines and these companies. Those are not what we're talking about. And the reason we're not talking about that is those companies didn't come unscathed out of last year. They got slaughtered. Revenues down 60%. Listen to this. Now, thank God I got the door closed in my office because I think my staff is tired of hearing me rant and rave about this. Because I did this a lot yesterday. But I saw a article on Yahoo Finance yesterday that said now may be the time to get into airline stocks. Okay, let me walk you through this. And a lot of these same reasons apply to Boeing as well. And if you own these guys and if you've made money, don't make the mistake of ignoring me because you disagree. Because I'll admit right up front, I'm going to give you the data, but markets do crazy things. I could be wrong. Okay, this isn't a chest to chest, you're an idiot, I'm smart. I mean, I've told you guys I thought Tesla was a joke for years and look at how much that went up. I don't have the market cornered on what's going up and what's going down. Okay, but I want you to hear the data. And the reason why I think the data is important is because nobody's had to pay attention to it for a really long time. You just buy the sexiest thing and ride it up and you got diamond hands, baby. Like the guys on Wall Street Bets talk about, right? Just take that stimmy money and buy these hot stocks and just print money. Delta Airlines yesterday hit $50 a share. Its previous all-time high was December of 2019, which makes sense, right? Economy was rolling. Air travel was phenomenal. And their record high price all time was 62, but it was there for a very short period of time. If we want to look at really what their real long-term average, that was like a 1 or 2 day pop, but it was $58. So right now, as of yesterday, Delta hit 50. It's only $8 off its all-time high. Okay. Now people are sitting there going, oh yeah, well the economy's going to open back up and Delta's going to pick up again. And it's going to, you know, it's going to keep growing beyond that. And this is a good value buy. Hold the phone. In the last year to make it through COVID, Delta's balance sheet had $17 billion of debt on it. Today, it has almost $36 billion. Okay? They have almost as much debt as the best revenue they made in a year, which I believe was $47 billion. Now they have $35 billion in debt. So in markets, we have a term called enterprise value. Now, enterprise value is what you'd have to buy, what you'd have to pay for a company if we were just going to come up and write a check. If we want to go buy a company, if we just said we were Warren Buffett and we want to buy Delta Airlines, when you buy it, you also purchase their debt, right? You assume their assets and their liabilities. So enterprise value looks at what the value of the stock is, the market cap, plus the debt. Okay, well, in the last year, Delta has increased its debt by about 120 to 130%. It's going to have to pay somewhere around $1.3 to $1.5 billion a year to service that debt. Okay. And now today, its enterprise value is at like $65 billion. Back in 2019, when it was at its best, healthiest position ever, record revenues, record profits, you know, killing it, its enterprise value was at $57 billion. So today, you are paying almost 13% more for the company, despite the fact that its debt is up 120%, 130%, its revenues are down 60%, and the airline industry is going to be impaired for years to come. Now, I've laid this out for you guys. I'm not talking about people going on vacation. As soon as the economy goes up, I think retail travel in the air is going to be back to normal pretty soon. Probably take a year or two for some people to feel comfortable, but that's for sure coming back. You know what's not? Business travel. Okay, why? Because they don't need to spend the money on it anymore. It's a way to boost company earnings. They're going to cut back on air travel. Why is that a problem? Because business air travel makes up 75% of the airline's profits. So you've got a business that is impaired. It's got 130% more debt on it, right? It's got to pay that debt servicing cost. Its revenues have been obliterated. And the business going forward, as far as the eye can see, has serious problems. People are paying more for the company today than they were when it was at its strongest point a year ago. If you think that's going to last, I have a bridge to sell you. Boeing, same thing. People are like, oh, it's going up. Cramer, oh, it's going up. You guys know my thoughts on Boeing. Another bad news announcement came out today. Now they're finding problems with the 787, like I've been telling you they would. And again, it's not because I'm smarter than anybody else. What we're trying to illustrate to you is that a lot of these people you hear out there talking about what to do, guys, they don't do any research. They don't know what they're talking about. And we all know today, especially in the age of social media, that not knowing and being ignorant doesn't stop anybody from sharing their opinion. It also doesn't guarantee that we're right, but it means that we're not, you know, walking around with a blindfold on. So anyway, we run out of time again. Got to take a quick break. But guys, if this action and the rebound in the energy stocks and us talking about the value rotation and why you need to get out of bonds and being nervous last February, we've given a lot of good insight. I think we've proven that we know what we're doing. And I think it's certainly worth 3 minutes of your time to call us at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. I think if you're in a traditional portfolio, the bloodletting you saw today is just getting started. And I could be wrong. But the point is you don't need to be exposed to that risk to achieve your retirement goals. We can increase your upside and drastically lower your downside. Call us again, 866-779-RISK, or go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com, and sign up for our free seminar, our virtual roadshow that's coming up on March 25th at 4 p.m. We're going to be joined by Lars Larson and Dory Monson, both partners and friends of the show and friends to me and my wife. They're going to join us to kick it off. But in 30 minutes, we break down our entire approach, all of our portfolios, how we do things, whether you need long-term care insurance, estate planning. We run you through our whole process in 30 minutes, and you can get fully educated on what we're doing. Costs you nothing. Go to the radio show website, sign up. Again, March 25th at 4 p.m. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is the Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
What does outside-the-box investing really look like? Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management, and see a side-by-side comparison of your current portfolio versus one Zach would recommend. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss, but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach uncover the truth about the financial markets with simple and honest advice to help you plan for retirement. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
You know, we can't always count on great health as we age. That's why I cannot overstate the peace of mind I feel having long-term care coverage for me and my wife. If you've been thinking about it, but you have some questions, this is a great time to get answers. Join my friends from 525 Advisors for one of their free long-term care planning live webinars they have coming up. At the webinar, they'll explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. And then when you're ready, 525 Advisors, they are the best in the country. And I know that because my wife and I went through the whole process with Brian and Madeline, and man, they take great care of their customers. Check out all their reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So sign up today, 525longtermcare.com. Join them for one of their upcoming live webinars. The class is free. All you have to do is go to 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Thank you so much for being with us and sticking with us. And guys, I just want to reiterate this one more time. I know you probably sitting there going, good Lord, would this guy please stop talking about value and rotations and all? Do you know why I'm pounding on the table so much? I'm pounding on the table so much because when you see trends like this reverse, when you see something that is so overbaked like tech and growth had been, and something that is so unloved, you know, you look at Sprout Farmer Market. I keep harping on this, but this is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Go out there and find me a stock. A company that is growing at 17% a year, has doubled its profits over the last 12 months, has no debt on their balance sheet, and is trading at a 9.5 price to earnings ratio. Go find me another one, right? That's an anomaly. This thing is a bloody growth stock, but it's not tech. Well, who cares? Profits have doubled over the last year. And this is what I'm trying to tell you, is that I think that you have several. And again, that is not a route recommendation to go buy this stock. We may not be in it 2 weeks from now. We can't make recommendations. I don't know if it's appropriate for you, but I'm trying to give you real life examples. So I'm not saying you should go out and buy it. You shouldn't, because, you know, especially if you haven't done your due diligence or anything like that. But what I am saying is go look at that and then go compare it to some of the other things that are in your portfolio and ask yourself, why do I own this? I own this because it's popular and everybody wants it, not because there are merits for it, not because it makes sense. And the other reason why this is so urgent is I think that there is a generational investment opportunity right in front of us right now. Why do I say that? I say that because the last time we saw a rotation into value and growth, first of all, the disparity between the valuations of value and growth weren't as wide in 99. But when that tech bubble rolled over, and just so you know, like we talked about last week, I'm not saying the NASDAQ's going to drop 85%. I don't think it's going to. Why? because of the companies in it, right? It's not dollar in a dream stuff at the top of that index. It's Amazon. It's Microsoft. They're unbelievable companies. Some of the greatest companies in the history of the world. They just happen to be overpriced. Now, I think a lot of the things down the list from them are going to see 70, 80, 90% losses. And I think some of them won't be there anymore. Because I think a lot of them are just existing because they're a fad. And they can access credit markets. And they've stayed afloat because people will lend them money because they're cool and it's tech. And they can bleed cash. And so I think that you've got one of these really bifurcated points in the market that reminds me a lot of 99. Everybody thinks back to 99 and they, oh, the tech crash. Oh, everybody got ruined. Okay, do me a favor. I'm going to give you guys all homework. The reason that everybody says the tech bubble and they talk, oh, it was horrible, that's because everybody was loaded up in tech. Go look at the Russell 2000. Go look at the NASDAQ from November 1st, 1999 to November 1st, 2000. I think the NASDAQ was down 35%, 40%. Russell 2000 was up 1%. If you were in value, you went through completely unscathed and then had one of the best runs in the history of value over the next 7 years. But here's the catch. If you're not there at the beginning of the turn, let's say, and I said this last week too, let's say you have a 7, 8, 9 year run in value. You'll probably see 25 to 40% of those gains get realized in the first year and a half. And I think that you're at this bifurcated place in the market where if you have a portfolio that's loaded up on all the stuff that everybody else has got, you probably have a really rough ride ahead of you. If not, if you're on the value side, like I said, our value portfolio is up 25% year to date, 24% year to date, 24 and change. We lost about 0.4% today. Market was down 2.5. When I say the market, I'm talking about the S&P 500. It was down 2.45%. I want to be exact. And I'm not crowing, guys. Our value portfolio was up 8.5 or 9% in 2019 when the market was up 30. Now, our saving grace was the algorithmic portfolio blew it out that year. It beat the market by more than 10%. So the average of the two ended up giving us a decent year in the mid-20s. Then you take those two portfolios through March and you put those two stock portfolios, they were down about 11, market was down 36. But the reason I keep telling you this on the value side is S&P's up 2% on the year, value portfolio's up 24 and change. I don't think those gains are transient. A lot of that money we've made off Goodyear Tire and Hanes brands. Again, not recommendations, boring companies. Why? Because they've been left for dead and they're good companies. And they're giving them away. You guys can probably hear the passion in my voice, but again, it's not because we're smarter. I'm not sitting here telling you I'm a stock guru. I'm not. I'm a normal guy that has a passion for doing this and wants to give better results to our clients. I'm not perfect. Ask my wife and my kids, for crying out loud. But this business is full of charlatans that don't know what they're talking about and yet will sit up there and crow like they know everything. And I think the difference with us is we actually do the work. We actually manage the portfolios on a day-to-day basis and we look the clients in the eye and go, listen, our goal is to give you a better result than you can otherwise get. Our goal is to beat the market over the long run. And most importantly, our goal is to navigate the treacherous periods of time like last March and protect your assets to make sure that at no point in retirement, no matter what happens economically, it's not going to disrupt your retirement. And I'll just tell you, like I just told you about our underperformance in 2019 in our value portfolio, we're not going to beat every year. But think about how much we've made up for, right? Like I said, we're 2 months into the year, not even 2 months into the year. We're up value portfolios up just shy of 25. Markets, S&P's up 2% on the year. That's what I'm saying. When you protect capital in the downfalls and you stay disciplined and these things turn, you make up for any of that underperformance in a really quick period of time. There's just a, man, guys, there is a better way to do things. There really is. And I really don't, you know, if you're good people, we're always going to do business with you. But I would much rather have these conversations before you get a haircut of 25 or 35 or 40% or God forbid even worse. Because you don't need to. You don't need to. This is the rest of your financial life. Oh, we can't touch stocks. Nonsense. That stock we own, Camping World, that I was telling you about, it was down 14% today. You know what we did? We bought more. Guess what happened? Market closes, the thing's up 7% in after hours because they announced great earnings and they just got thrown overboard with all the other stocks. There's great companies out there that have just been ignored. And I know I'm pounding the table, I'm beating the dead horse, but that dead horse is full of gold. It's full of gold. And more importantly, if the markets get really nasty and we're right and tech's about ready to fold up shop, it isn't just that those portfolios or those stocks, I think, have got a great history and they're dirt cheap and they're giving them away. They're not going to get hit as bad, if at all. There's just a better way to do it. And that brings us to, you know, if you're intimidated to call, I had a conversation with a guy the other day and he goes, well, I'd really like to see a portfolio proposal, but does that obligate me to anything? And I went, no. We can't twist your arm. We can't make you do it. And guys, don't be afraid to contact us. If you've heard the show for a while, I am who I am on the show. I don't really know how to be anyway else. And I know that sometimes that can maybe be a little abrasive. So at least that's what my wife tells me. But anyway, the reason I pound on this all the time is, again, there's just a better way to do it. There's an easier path forward. There's a way that you're going to sleep better at night, pay lower fees, get better returns. And also, if we can take advantage of what things that are happening in the market right now, and we're not just blindly riding it up and down like some kind of, you know, comatose person, you know, if you're actually, we can generate much better results. There's just a, I just keep saying it over and over. There's just a better way to do this. And like I said, I'd rather have those conversations before you get run over. You know, I'm happy when clients join us and if they're good people and it makes a good fit. But, you know, I've looked at them before and said, wish you'd talk to us before you're down 30. Now, it's still better to make a move because, again, there's a better way to do it. But you just don't, you know, I joke around with this a lot of our clients. There's two kinds of people in this world. There are people that make changes in anticipation of pain, and there's people that make changes at the realization of pain. I was giving my kids this lecture the other day. I said, look, guys, there's two ways that we can do life. You can learn from the mistakes and the pains of others, and I believe we call that wisdom, or you can have to feel the pain yourself. And I've been one of those guys that had to feel the pain myself. And it's not fun. It's painful. But let's be people that learn from 99. Let's all sit back and take that sober pill and go, when it seems too good to be true, it is. When it seems like we can just buy into a story stock and not even care about the valuations, not care whether it's profitable and we're minting money, enjoy it while it lasts because it never does. And more importantly to me, it's the opportunities you're missing when you're distracted by that nonsense. Because that's exactly what it is. It's nonsense. And you get at the types of these manic bubbles and these manias, guys like me get shelled. Oh, you're an idiot. Everything's changed. You don't understand the new market, man. Okay. All right. I've heard it all before. Like it says in Ecclesiastes, one of my favorite verses, there's nothing new under the sun. It's all been here before. And this time will be no different. But your results can be. You don't have to step up there with the sheep and get slaughtered alongside of them. You can take on a risk management model. You can pay lower fees, get better protection, and actually have somebody sitting at the controls watching every day, treating your money as if it's their own. And why do we do that? Because it is. It's not our money. But if my client's accounts get hit by 40%, my income goes down by 40%. My personal money is invested in our stock portfolios. The cooks eat the cooking here. So you want to know why we're watching it like a hawk? Well, we do care about our clients' money, but we're in this together. Our clients are our partners. And another question that came up from a client. Again, we don't do any arm twisting, guys. We don't need to. We're looking for partners, really. I think we've had 3 clients leave our firm in the last 5 years, right? We have very sticky clients. And if you want, guys, you don't have to take our word for it. You can talk to our clients. They're wonderful people that have offered to talk and give recommendations and give their honest reads. And if you're a good person that has similar interests and is a disciplined investor, we'd love to have you join the team. We'd love to partner with you. But more importantly, I really got to tell you, there is a humanitarian aspect to it. Do I want to grow my business? Absolutely. Do I also think there's pain coming? Yes. We all know it, right? Come on. Right? Do you really think they serve free lunch now? You don't think we got to pay for all this spending and all this bailouts and all this nuts? GameStop stocks going up 100% today or something. Does this seem normal to you guys? Okay, then take that sober pill and go, no, it's not. Okay, and then call 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. And just find out what the alternatives are. If you don't like it, guys, see ya. Good. Doesn't happen a lot, but it does. Had one the other day. Said, before I sign with somebody, I want to see 20 years of performance. And I go, oh, well, 20 years ago, I was still in college. So good luck. No hard feelings. But I think when you see the way we do it and the returns and the fact that both of our stock portfolios together have significantly outperformed the market, and more importantly, we're down way less than the market was in March, I just think that's going to be a really valuable feature. Get the bonds out of your portfolio, lower your fees. You guys know the drill, but it's time. And I know so many of you have been sitting there listening to it for years. You've been hearing me say this for years. I think we've built up enough credibility. We told you this was going to happen, the rotation into value. We've been sitting there saying that we thought energy stocks were a buy of a lifetime. Most of those things are up 100% since we said that. Meanwhile, all the other people saying stay away. That's what they always tell you. Because the way we get assets really cheap is we buy them when people are afraid of them. When was the best time to buy houses in the last 90 years? It was in 2009, 2010, and 2011. If you could go back and pay those prices for those houses right now, how many of you would do it? You kidding me? We'd be lined up around the block. Well, that's the opportunity you got today. We talk about these value companies. They are houses in 2009, 2010, 2011. Don't wait. Don't pull a Jim Cramer and wait till they double to open your eyes to reality and actually pay attention. There's better ways. Quit listening to these charlatans that don't ever read the balance sheet of these companies and don't even know the crap they're selling you. And again, doesn't mean we're magic, doesn't mean we're always going to be right. But what it does mean is we're not going to put you in front of a bloody buzzsaw like so many of these advisors have done unwittingly. They're not trying to get you wrecked. But again, the road to hell was paved with good intentions. At the end of this day, this is your financial future. Do you think that advisor is going to subsidize you when you're down 50% in retirement and you can't pay your bills? I don't think so. And you're going to look back and go, holy smokes, we could have actually made more money, paid less in fees and been safe. And we'd be in Jamaica sitting on a beach right now instead of looking to downsize our house because we can't afford the one we're living in. There's a better way, guys. Call us, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com. Sign up for our virtual roadshow coming up March 25th at 4 p.m. It costs nothing. We bake our whole planning process down into a 30-minute presentation, show you the performance of our stock portfolios, our bond replacement strategy, give you fee estimates on how we do things. We talk estate planning, if you need it and what it entails. We talk about long-term care. We talk about life insurance. We talk about Social Security. You name it, we're going to cover it. We make it 30 minutes, and then we do a Q&A session afterwards. We're going to be joined by Dory Monson and Lars Larson. It's going to be a scintillating, financially focused roadshow with our good friends Lars and Dory joining us, who have been excellent friends to us personally and also to the show. Don't miss it. Anyway, got to take a quick break, and don't leave because we're going to be back with our interview with Edwin Dorsey, the guy that's done some awesome research on the ARK Investments ETFs that could very well prove to be the linchpin of this market and could have already started the great unwind in tech. Don't miss it. We'll be right back. Stick with us through the break. You're listening to the Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach discuss key investment strategies across several asset classes, not just stocks and bonds. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Brian Ott with 525 Advisors, and I want to say thank you for tuning in to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. If you're like me, you look forward to this every weekend. I have been working with Zach and his team for several years now because Zach gets it. He puts his clients first. And for me, that's what it's all about. I know retirement planning can seem daunting at times, but my personal experience has taught me having a professional in your corner is essential. And Zach and his team have proven to me and my clients to be a tremendous asset. Not only will he guide you through your options, he will listen to you and make your concerns his top priority. So give Zach and his team a call. You'll be glad you did. And when you're ready, we can show you how to make sure your retirement plans aren't derailed by an extended healthcare event. We have many options to protect your nest egg and your family, including plans that pay you back if you never use them. You can learn more about us and our upcoming events at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right, welcome back to the show, and thank you so much for joining us. And now it is once again my favorite part of the show. It's time for our interview, and we're going to do this a little bit differently this time because, as you guys know, we're crunched for time on the normal radio broadcast, and this is a really important interview with a really bright guy who I think has done some really good work, and I want you to hear the whole thing, but if you can't, and if you're not a podcast person, we're going to do the broad strokes of this gentleman's theory and what he sees going on. We're going to do these broad strokes here in the first 5, 6, 7 minutes so we can kind of give you the case of what he's looking at so you know what to look for. And then we're going to break down the details. So we're kind of going to do this in reverse order just because I think that this is such a prescient topic. And I think it is so important, and I want everybody to know this. But again, I'd encourage you to go to the podcast, Know Your Risk Radio podcast, knowyourriskradio.com, download and subscribe the podcast so you can hear all of his reasoning for that. So anyway, let's get rolling. So without further ado, I want to introduce to the Know Your Risk Radio audience, Edwin Dorsey. Edwin is writes an investment newsletter. He's written for Seeking Alpha. Worked at some short selling funds and has been mentored by some of the best short sellers in the business. He's a young guy, but extremely sharp, and I think he's got some real promise in this industry. So anyway, Edwin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Zach, so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, you bet. Well, hey, I noticed some of your work, and my radio, our listening audience knows my thoughts on a lot of this high-flying tech stuff, namely Tesla, and At the epicenter of that has come an investor who I'll tip my cap to, who I have nothing but respect for her returns. That is Kathy Wood. But to me, her company ARK, to me, is the epicenter of this overvaluation in tech and this unbridled exuberance and this idea that fundamentals don't matter and valuation doesn't matter. And so I have been watching the stocks that they're invested in at ARK as sort of a barometer to see when this whole tech trade unwinds. And you did what you do, which is, unlike me just watching a few stocks, you really started digging into it and put out some really interesting data. And I want you to give us the broad strokes of what you see, what concerns you, and how you think it can impact the markets. And then as we move forward, let's dive into the details. But if you could, in the next, you know, 3 to 5 minutes, kind of give us the broad strokes of what you see, what concerns you, and how you think this could play out.
Zach, absolutely. So ARK Invest is a super hot, active ETF management firm. Their assets just this year have gone from about $10 billion to $60 billion over the last 12 months. That's mainly driven by their outstanding returns. Their main ETF, the ARK Innovation ETF, is up like 600% over the last 5 years. And this firm is run by Cathie Wood, and it's the hottest active management firm around. Now, there's a peculiar problem when you're an active manager and you become bigger. Returns tend to decline because you need to focus on bigger companies. Now that you're managing $60 billion rather than $10 billion or $5 billion, you have more capital to deploy, so you can't focus on the small names that you used to. ARK doesn't seem to take that philosophy to heart. And instead, what they've done now that they have more capital is they've just bought bigger and bigger stakes in the small names they previously invested in. So the Wall Street Journal reported this first, but ARK has about 40% of their assets in companies where they own 10% or more of the shares outstanding. So they're a large shareholder, and they're a large shareholder in a lot of companies, and you know, they'll own up to 20% of a stock in some cases. And this can be problematic because ETFs, active managed ETFs, don't have permanent capital. They have inflows and outflows through a kind of confusing creation and redemption process.
And once again, due to time constraints, we got to cut the interview short. If you want to hear the rest of it, and I really think you should, because unfortunately, I think that this is going to be a very prescient and time sensitive message. We really see the potential for this situation that we're talking about with Edwin being a potential unwind for the tech trade. So I would really encourage you all to hear the rest of this interview. You can download and subscribe the podcast to hear the rest of the interview at knowyourriskradio.com. Share it with people. I think this is a story that needs to get out, and it could become the next GameStop type story. So I wanted you guys to know this. Anyway, gotta go. Thank you for joining us today. As always, we'll be back next week. Can't wait to see you then. Stay safe. You're listening to the Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham now at knowyourriskradio.com. Zach will be back with more Know Your Risk Radio next Saturday at noon on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.